The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, each week on The Weekly Connect, we hear from guide dog owners across the UK. We call it Pause for Thought. Yes, we know what we did there. Well, this week we hear from Martin and his guide dog, Wheeler.
After many years of saying I would never have a dog, I always believed I'd got too much residual sight. About 3 years ago, I got knocked down by a cyclist in Warwick. He was riding the wrong way up a one-way street, so obviously I hadn't looked for him. And that sort of knocked my confidence. And also at the time, we had a puppy in training in the office. I worked for Warwickshire County Council. And part of what they did was they brought some dogs into Warwickshire County Council to give people the experience of being led by a dog. But as a visually impaired person, I couldn't pass up that opportunity. And so after having a go and feeling what it's like to be led by a dog, it really sort of was a bit of a no-brainer that I see about applying for one. And I was very, very lucky because I got accepted and I got Wheeler very quickly. He's a beautiful dog. I'm very lucky to have him. We bonded very quickly. He's very affectionate and he does a good job. In September last year, when I was in Derby with some friends, we were having a bit of a school reunion, and myself and three other people, one of whom is also a guide dog user, we were refused service in a restaurant. The proprietor was very rude. He just kept saying, "We don't know, no dogs, no dogs," and then he asked us to leave because he had customers waiting to serve. I felt very angry and hurt and discriminated against. I mean, I know the law. I've been an equality officer. I know what the Act says, and I know my rights. And I felt hurt and angry. We reported them to the Equality Commission, and then I put it on the Derby Telegraph Facebook page because I thought that people needed to know. And I named and shamed the restaurant, obviously. The post on the Derby Telegraph website was shared several hundred times. I had lots and lots of positive comments, people saying that it was disgusting, and the number of people who said they weren't going to use that restaurant again was very high. The BBC got involved, the film crew came down to Warwick, where I live, and filmed Wheeler and I in a local cafe. But unfortunately, when the BBC approached the restaurant, he lied and said that the restaurant had been full and that's why we were turned away. Nothing came of it other than I think he lost quite a lot of custom. Just to counterpoint that, an Indian restaurant round the corner from me the first time I went in, he said no dogs. I explained he was a guide dog and now he makes us very welcome.
Well, what a relief to hear they were welcomed elsewhere, eh? Let's hope the other chap will see the error of his ways. Perhaps a stern letter from the Equalities Department is in the post. Who knows? It's not every business owner who will turn away a guide dog and their owner, but it does happen. Guide Dogs tweeted last week about the story of a family with their children left in tears after an abusive driver refused to take them. He was eventually talked around, but what a way for a family to be treated after a birthday meal. Absolutely shocking.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.